We are in Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph by the Mishnah. Ein Meilichin Lebeis HaOvel Loi Betavle Loi Baaskutle Loi Bekonain Elo Besalim. Is the Pashtus, this Mishnah is speaking about when we're bringing the Sudas Havroah. So the Sudas Havroah should not be brought with Kalim Chashuvim. The Teferis Yisrael on Mishnah says Tavla is a Luach Mehudar, a fancy tray. Askutle is Ka'oras Kesev Oizov. Konoin was a type of a funnel, which was also Mehudar. So this should not be brought with fancy Kalim, Ela Besalim and baskets. Vein Oimrim Birchas Aveilim B'moyit. The Birchas Aveilim is not said b'chalamayit, aval oimdim b'shure, u'menachmim, u'poitrin es harabim. So Rashi says, let's see, as Kutla Rashi says, tamchui, poitrin es harabim, sh'oimrim, le'menachmim, l'chu le'boteichem. Like this, the Birchas Aveilim is a broche for the menachmim also, but that is not said b'moyit. Ein menichin es hamita b'rechoiv, Shaloi lahargil es a hespit. So Rashi says, Eimen ichemita b'moyed b'rchoiv lehaspidoi. So the Rishash's pshat in Rashi as follows. That it seems you are maspitim, but you're not maspitim b'rchoiv. That's a Rashi seems to say pshat in the Mishnah. So the Rishash says pshat as follows, that it's speaking about a Talmud Chochem. And the Talmud Chochem, the Gemara says later, ein moyed lifnei Talmidei Chochomim, you must be the Talmud Chochem. But it says, but the Hesped should not be Berchoiv. Because if people will see we're making a Spadim, so there'll be Margul other Hespedim also, so there'll be Masped other things. So the Hesped and the Talmud Chochem should be made in Amokim Tzenua, not Berchoiv. We're speaking about Bemoyed. The Loi Shel Noshim Lo'olam. And the meat of noshim b'chlal, you're not meiniach b'chayiv. That means you make the kvura right away. Mibnei ha-kovid. Loi shal noshim loilam she-shoifais zivis. So it's a b'zoyin if she'll be remaining there. We'll see later in the Gemara speaking about a yoldis. So that we're not meiniach loilam. Now, we have here a shtickle problem, and we'll learn the Gemara first, but the Tosfos had this problem also. L'chayre, the end of the Mishnah is speaking about Chalamayit. The previous Mishnah we had learned is also speaking about Chalamayit. Ben Koyrin, Ben Chelzin, Ben Koyrin, Ben Chelzin, Ben Mavarin. Elo Kreiv of Shalmeis, Vem Evaran Elamitis Kuf is also speaking about Cholomoyd. And this din, Neim Elichin Lebeisa Ov, Eloi Betav, Eloi Baskutla, Eloi Bekonin, Eloi Besalin, Elchair is speaking about Samazoy, that the Sudas Avrosh, and we'll see in the Gemara, because of the Meratakone, Shalavai Yishesu Aniyim. So, like, it's very modne how the first, like, the previous Mishnah is speaking about Cholomoyd, the end of the Mishnah is speaking about Chalamayit, and the middle lips was speaking about a double, which is Noyig, B'chol HaShonah. So Be'emesin, the Ritve, before brings a Teretz from the Ramban, Teishas Mutshetzich on this, so the Ritve says that the Chiddush is, I would think maybe, L'tzoyrech HaMoyid, Al's Kovet HaMoyid, you're allowed to bring B'Kovet the Kekalim. That means even though during the year not, but als kovet hamoyd you should be permitted. So for piken you're also not allowed. So that's what the Ritva says. Tanu rabban barishayne hayu meilichin bebeis ha'ovel ashirim bekalsoy shel kesef v'shel zot. Ashirim used to bring bekalsoy shel kesef v'shel zot. Paniim besalin etzorim shel arod. We're speaking about the Sudas Havro. Shalarove klufe, branches from anarove, vahoyu aniyim misbaishim. So the Chiddush Yeran has two pshotim here, if it means the Mevi'im were in this bayish, or the Mekablim were in this bayish. But Al Kaponim, there was a busha that came about from this Anhoge. Hiskinu shiakil Mevi'im besalei nitzorim shal arov eklufo bipnei kavoidon shal eniyim. Now let us see Taisvis. Ve'ein meilichim lebeis ha'ovu. Zois ha'mishne al kolchen nizdera behepech. So the Rishash explains that if a Keltasis had this ha'ore, the previous Mishnah is speaking about Moyed, this the Seif of the Mishnah is speaking about Moyed, and here we hear a Melichon Lebeisovu is not speaking about Moyed. So l'chayre, this Mishnah should belong at the end, after we speak about Hilchas HaMoyed, we should speak about this din of Sudas Havro. Zois ha-mishneh al-kochen nizdera behepach. That's, so it's written the wrong place. Vishema, then Taisus wants to say, kol zeh min ha-braisa de lemailo. Maybe this is not a mishneh even. Maybe this is a continuation. We had learned before that, you bring mugmer to the base of full, but you don't. You're not mevorich ala mugmer, so maybe this is going on before. Ein melichon lebeis ha'ovul lebetavul or baskoitla. This is not a mishnah. This is a hemshecha before. Whatever is brought to the beis ha'ovul should not be brought with fancy kelim. V'shem calls them in abraisa de lamaylo. K'may shepirish b'toisis b'hidalel. It seems there was another sugya also that Taisvis had said. That it's not a Mishnah, it's a continuation of the previous Baraisa. So why didn't this Taisvis tell us, if this is the Teretz, so why didn't Taisvis tell us that here also it's going on before in the Baraisa? V'shema b'sefer harav ha'isak suvim b'guf ha'baraisa. Maybe in their Gemoras, it was taken part of the Baraisa. It didn't say masnisin in front of him. L'hutzach l'forsh. You don't need to say a shtik teire, that it's a grais. The fact was written in the Baraisa. Oy, then Taisvis says, le'oy kosu b'sifrei klal, v'ain me'lichim. Maybe b'chlal they weren't geiris this at all. So the Rishash is Moisef one nekude that it seems in Taisvis Gemara there was this Mishnah, if we are geiris it, ein meilichon lebeis ha'ovul lebetavul lebaskutla, and then right afterwards it was a Gemara Tana Rabbanan b'Rishenim meilichon bebeis ha'ovul l'ashirim bekal shishol kesef. That means, and this was a Gemara on that Mishnah. And later it started the next Mishnah with the next Gemara. So Taisi says, could be Bechlau, they weren't geiris this mission at all. V'chein meichiach mitech perish ha-Taisvis, shapirshu, Taisvis was mesupik lo yodano. I don't know the baraisa of Tana Rabbanon, b'rishoinim elichim bebeis ha-ovu. So Taisi says, lo yodano ikoi hai b'rishoina hoyem elichim amugmar upsomim. Is it going on the previous paraisa of Mugmar Ipsomim? So it says they used to bring Mugmar Ipsomim. Bamay Mabochen Hosuyim Aisina. Imas Nisin Koi Diktoni Mevarin Voise Avrohi Babarishayna Melichin. So it seems that Mas Nisin Koi. So it seems that the Bechlau they want Goyris this Ein Melichin. And Fakir, this was written after the Baraisa, and now the Taisus had a Sofik, is this a Pirish on the Baraisa, which is the end of the previous Sugya, or this is a Pirish on the end of the Mishnah, of Ein Mevare. So it seems Bechlau they weren't Goyres it. For oit given she Pirish is kinu she kol malichim umasnisen lacha takone, I think Taisus means to say another Raya, that a Kochach did not Goyres the Mishnah, because I think it's, you normally do not say that a Barais was written before the Mishnah. So in the Barais it says they were Mesakin. In the beginning there was Melichim Bekalse Shal Kesef, and later Iskino. And the Mishnah starts off after the Takone. So it's not Mestava that it is that way, that the Barais should be written before the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was written after the Barais. I think that's what Taisvis means. Barishoyne hoyu mashkin bebeis ha'ovu. Some of them were mashke yayin. Ashirim beschuchis levone. Vaniyim beschuchis svue. Vayu aniyim misbaishim. Iskinu sheyakel mashkin beschuchis svue mibnei kvaidom shalaniyim. Barishoyne hoyu megalin pnei ashirim. In the beginning, by the Levaya, they used to uncover the faces of the Ashirim. Umechasin pnei aniyim, neshehoyu mishchorim pneiyim ibnei batzoiris. Because their faces were dark because of the hunger they suffered. What was the inyan of to be megale pnei Ashirim? So the Chiddush Yaran says, Hoyu megalim pnei meisim ashirim kdei laharbois bebchi, vohoyu oimrim ru'u ploini kamo hoyu ponov yofeis ushmeineis et katas aglikluch aleben, vahach shufre bolo ba'ara. This beauty will be now v'techlenu atelas. So there's an inyan to be ma'irim bchi, and realizing hach shufre de bolo ba'ara, that's, so it needed a shufre. So by an Osher, there was something about to show. By an Oni, it wasn't a Shufre Shebor Ba'ala. It was Shchayris Minarov. It wasn't a Shufre. He was ready, Oiske Hungert on this world. Vayanim is Baishim. Iskinu Sheimechasim Pnei Hakel Mimnei Kvoidon Shalanim. Borishoyne, but it seems there was no Isser b'chlal to be mistakel b'fnei ha'meis. That's what it seems from our Gemara. Barishayne hoyu moitziim ashirim b'dargish. They took out ashirim b'dargish. The Chiddush Yaran says it was a board with feet. It was a whole vaniyim b'klicha. Now klicha is mita shal meisim. It was a mita. For you are near misbaishim, iskinu shiakel maitziim bechlichom nekvoidom shalaniim. Let us see Taisvitz. Bechlicho, goras baorach bishnei kofen. Such a word, kliche. Veis the garsi klivo bebeis hashniye. And what is klivo? Kemoi alolu choizrin likluvon. Now, kluvon, there Rashi says, kluvon means a sal. So they took out the dandim in a sal. Chmoike kluv molei oif. Inami, maybe the word, the shayrish of kliva is kmoi machliv. Uperish akunteris. So we had before machliv. He had the Gemara before that if a woman is not permitted to be teifer in Chalamoid. Now he makes the stitches, he's machlev. For Perish HaKuntris, we don't have this Rashi either, but Perish HaKuntris ke'ein sulam, that the stitches that he makes are like a ladder. Ba'ainu ke'ein tviris rechoykeis zu mizu. So lechayre teisvist achsume means to say, the mita that is now used in Eretz Yisroel is similar to this. That means there are two poles, and then there are, it's like a sulam. There's bands that are separated one the other, and the mace lies on, so similar to a sulam. So it could be that is what teisvist means. That's the Taitz Machlev, it's similar to a sulam. Umevi, hodam rinim b'medrish, I don't know who brings the or brings this, notlu es akruvim, b'shas t'chubin abayis, they took the kruvim, v'nosnum b'klicho, and then they took the kruvim around, they were showing off, we thought that they were different than us, they're the same like us, Benosnum beklicho, mekein tzach ligreis bepiyit shal chur ben beis amigdash betisha ba'ov, amoin umoyov, eitziyu es akruvim, uklicho oyubom mesuvovim.
So on the payet, we have to be geiris klicha. V'goraz bebeis kofim legirsa sorach. V'chol ze, shaloi levayish misha einloi. Now, all these inyonim were that to rescue someone from busha, misha einloi. V'chein isa b'meseches bikurim, v'rishayne misha hoya yedeya likreis. There it says that by the kriya, by avos bekurim, there's a mitzvah avos. It's a mitzvah kriya. So in the beginning, those who knew how to be koire were koire. Those who didn't know how to be koire, they were makrinoisim. And is nimnu melahavi bekurim. So they didn't want to bring, like it was embarrassing, like you have to be makri. So they made a takone shei makri nesakel. They were makri for everyone. We see such an inyan. Umeyoisa haloche mevi'in raya lahoda omar shmoine psukim shebetoire yochid koire oisam leiboy lemeimar shlayikra shliach tzibar iber. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the last eight psukim of the Torah, Ayochit Kairoisam. Now, there's a machloikis arishainim, what does this mean? We had this thesis in Megillah, and there's a thesis in Baba Basra. Now, let's give a shtikal hagdom. So thesis in Megillah wants to say, Ayochit Kairoisam means that, You don't split up the kriya. The one oiler has all eight psukim. That's what Taisus wants to say. Taisus brings up shat, I think, from the Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam learned as follows, that the whole Torah, both of them learned, the Baal Koire and the oiler. And the last eight psukim, only the oiler learns. That's pshat. That's pshat. So Taisva says, you can't learn that that's Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat is not that in these last eight psukim, the shliach tzibur should not be kairi ima, he should lay in himself. Ki bi imayem, lay hoya kairi shliach tzibur ima kairi. Because bizman chazal, the doyla bachlal was the one that lay. The shliach tzibur never lay. Uma sheregilim ata likrei, zem nekvoide shal kairi, shloy labayish misheni yedei. Chidom agabi bikurim berishayni mishay yedei likreis kairei, mishen yedei likreis, makrin oisai. Nimnum lahavi bikurim, iskinu shiya makrin es hakel. Is, ledavoyni, I don't understand what Taisus is saying. That means, if Taisus wants to shlug up to Rabbeinu Meshulam, by saying that bizman chazal, the oiler, leaned himself, so that can't be pshat in the Gemara there, that the last eight psukim doyle skaira. All the psukim was oyle. So good. So that's an upshlog. Finished. Taisus and Megillah being Zaraya. The Gemara says that by Megillah two can lain, but by Teire only one can lain. So finished. So that's Zaraya. So it's nothing to do with Asugye. Taisus brought down, we have Asugye shloy levayish misha ein loy. We have it over here, we have it by Bikurim. That I can't be pshat. I mean, I don't begin to understand what Taisvus means. I don't understand what Taisvus means. So from this aloch is a raya not. Fakert, I mean, Rabbeinu Meshulam held that they always lay together. So, I mean, the Taisus holds they didn't lay together. Only later they feel the dynamics. I don't understand Pshat and Taisus. Let us see the Gemara further. Barishayna hoyu meinichin es hamugmar tachas choyle me'ayim meisim. When there was a mace who was nifter mitoy choyle me'ayim, So it seems there was a silchen godel by this maze. So in order for people to remain there, they brought mugma to be maver the reyach ra. Vayuchayli ma'ayim chayim mizbaishim. So the chayli ma'ayim chayim, they're very sensitive to this. People were talking about, say, oh, he was a chayli ma'ayim. So all the chayli ma'ayims who were there by the levaya were very sensitive to what was happening, and it'll be the same thing, but they'll be nifter, so they'll also bring a mugmar in there. People also be talking. So memele, so iskinishim enichim tachasakel. So they made a takone that by all mesim you bring a mugma. Not even though there's no need for the mugma, by all mesim they brought a mugma. Mipnei kvoidom shal choyli ma'ayim chay. Borishoyne hoyu matbilim esakelim al gabe nidos mesis. When the Isha Nida was Nifta, so all the begodim that she had touched were Tomei. So they wanted to make sure that they shouldn't remain Tomei. So they were Taibu, all the begodim. But Yonida is Chayish Misbaishais. I mean, they were also sensitive to this. So when they'll be Nifta, they'll be in the Matzav of Nidus. Some of the Tahiris, at that matzah weren't so sensitive to this, but the nidis were then nidis, they were misbaishes. They felt embarrassed. Iskinu shim adbilim agabi kolan noshim, that they tabled all the kalim, all the b'nei kvoidom shal nidis chayis. What does Rashi say? Agabi nidis meisis a kalim. Shenishtamshu behen ba'oidam b'chayim shenitmu b'negi osam, that these kelim became tomei b'negi osam shanidem etame b'negi osam odam v'kelim. Some of them, they tabled it. V'hoyunidis chayis mizbaishis sh'oisin behen ma'ashen oisin v'shar meisois. So it was embarrassing, and they were sensitive to it in this zman. So Memele, they made a takone that you table all kelim. Borishoino matbilin algabi zovin mesim. A zov that was nifter, so they tabled all the kelim he touched, because he was metamadem b'chayu. For you zovim chayim is baishin. Hiskinu shim matbilin. So they tabled all the kelim of the schorim also because of the kvoidom of the zovim chayim. Barishayne oisa heitzos ameis kosher lekreiva of yoise memisosa. The tachichim, they used to purchase very expensive tachichim, silk tachichim. So the amount of money that had to be spent for tachichim was a meirdeke oil, was a meirdeke pressure on the yershim, and this was kosher lekreiv of yosem imisose, acha yekreiv of meinichem oisei yobochem. So forget, in order not to be approached that, listen, it's Yaakov, you have to buy tachichim. So they ran away, let the tzibur take care of it, so they went by the levaya. Some Gamliel said that Fakert by his Ptire, that they should only use, make Tachichim out of Klipishtin. So then, if it was, that's good enough for Ram Gamliel, so good enough for everyone. So Mamela, so the pressure of expensive tachichim fell off. Amar Apopa ve'idne nog alma filu bitzardo bar zuze. He brings on the side tzardo per shash big the canvas that they don't. Rashi says over here, but as Rashi say kosher lekreivo betachichim toivim tzardo canvas bar zuze hanikne bezuz. What does Taisvah say? V'noa kalas reish ba'atzmoy, Shetziva came b'shas p'tirosai, that he told them that they should use it for, that he should, they should use tachichim shel pishtan. V'yesh meforshim, others say, le'echod mibnei beisoi b'chayov, that he was mitzava, one of the mishpocha, that they should use tachichim of pishtan, not for himself. V'loshim ba'atzmei mashme keperes harishin, that the character was, that it was for himself. Ein menichim es amita b'chayv. Omar apope ein moyed bifnei talmud chochem. That by a talmud chochem there's no moyed. That means you ought to be maspid a talmud chochem. V'chol shkein chaneke upurim. V'hani mili b'fonov. That's davke bifnei a talmud chochem. Any, so the Gemara says it's not true. For Rav Kahane, softei l'Rav Zvid min Erdoi bepum nare, and was shalei befonov. Amar Apopi yem shmu ahave. They just heard about it. Uche befonov domi. There's a din of like befonov. Omar Ule hespid aleiv. Hesped means that one is make aliboy. Does Rashi say, "Ein moed lufnei chachamim shechem laspidei"? Aleiv metapeyach keneged aleiv. That is hesped. The chesiv al shadayim soivdim. Tipuach biyad. Koifitz yad zulazu. I saw someone wants to say that Rashi means that is not clapping to open hands. No, koifitz yad, that the hand is shut, koifitz yad zulazu. That's called tipuach. Kilos beregel. And kilos was that they stamped their feet beregel. Make ragloi bekarke. So these were different types of actions that showed the tzar that they were feeling. Tono rabbonon hamikales leyekales besandol elo bemanol mipnei hasakone. Rashi says mipnei hasakone shehoifech hasandol. Sometimes he may want to stamp his foot very hard. And in the meantime, it seems the sandal was not too tight on the foot. So sometimes while he's Isaac and stamping his foot, the sandal becomes nesapach v'sheiva ragloi. So memele, one should not be mekalis b'sandal, which is a sakona, ela b'manu. Let us see Taisvis. Avoloi metapchois, this is going to the Mishnah further. Perish is b'moyid yinat metapeich. This is also, it's a hiros tzar, and one should not do this b'moyid. Perish soifei kapov zu bezu. V'imtoima vosnan perik mashilim, ein metapchen b'yantif. O perish b'kontris, b'perik amei v'ikad yayin, mishum shir, that one is not permitted to clap his hands in yantif al shir, he's doing it to make a melodic, to make a rhythm. Oy mishum evil. And the Gemara's mevuah, that is a result, since this is he's making a rhythm, so this is similar to klishir. So this is a gzeira of Shema Yisakin klishir. So Rashi says, pshat in the Mishnah, that the ein metapchim is going for one of two reasons. Either he's doing it l'tzayrech shir or l'tzayrech evil. U'may irye b'yontif u'mishum shem yisakin kli shir. So Taisvah says, if it's speaking about evil, so why do you have to say that yontif is osir and also gzayrech shem yisakin kli shir afilu b'chayli shemoyd osir mishum tzah? So it's osir alts afilu chayli moyd. Not only yontif, now tzah. It says, "Ein metapchem b'moyed." So, "Chloim d'shem shir k'toni b'loim b'shem evil." So, therefore, Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Rishash wants to say that Faker, that it's a negeya a Talmud Chochem, ein moyed bifnei Chochem. So it's the Issa moyed. There's no Issa by a Talmud Chochem. So Tipuch also should be mutter. So it says it's also als Faker, als gzeire mishum klishir. And Rashi wants to say that mishum Abel, it's also there's a yont of the kisel, even als gzeire mishum klishir. That's what Rishash wants to find for Rashi. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Ovol kiven sheniyana roishoy, shuv ein menachmim roishoyim leishev etzloy. If he nodded his head, so that means he was misnachim already. Shenire shenichim meyatzmoy. He's nodding his head, he was nisnachim, so then they shouldn't stay there. For Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hakel Chayovim Lamay Bipnei Nosi, Chutz Mi Ovel V'Choyle. An Ovel and Achoyle is Potter. For Omar Rabbi Yochanan L'Choyle Oymer Melem Shvu, Chutz Mi Ovel V'Choyle. Everyone, if they stand up, you can tell them Shvu. Chutz Mi Ovel V'Choyle. Let us see. So other Rishayim say pshat that the Mashmois is Shvu, you should remain in your matzev. That's the Mashmois. He's a novel and he's a chayla. So Shvu means in Richas Hazman, Shvu Lechem Peimach HaMeir. Others say, so it means like, so you shouldn't say Shvu. That's how other Rishayim say pshat. Let us see Taisus. We skip the Taisus. Hochi Goras Rabbeinu Chananel Lo Yekales Bimano V'Loi Bisandel Mibnei Asakon. Not like Argirs. Argirs is Lo Yekales Bisandel El Bimano. The Manol it's Muta and Rachos Goras both are also. Perish the Yachav Shori Tvei. The Nizarete Pen Yenozik. And he's not wearing anything, so he knows he can't bang too hard. If he's wearing shoes, he feels that the bang will be cushioned and he can be miscalculating. Lakel Aimir Mem Shvu Ahigoras Rach Lakel Aimram Shvu Chutzmi Ovo Vukhila Perish. Tamide Chachamim Shaim Dem Sarch Laim Shvu. They're standing up minadin, so you have to tell them that they're permitted to sit down now. Ovo Vukhila Fila Omdu Ain Sarch Laim Shvu to Lai Dai Shaomdu Shain Srich Alamai. That means if the Amida was not al pi aloche, there was no need for the Amida, so there's no necessity to tell them shvu. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav, Ovol Yom Rishon Oso Lecho Lecho Mishaloi. And Ovol the first day, so machlokes harishayim, if means the first day or the first suda, Taisus Yabayah says the first day. And also lecho lecha mishaloi. Bidomer lerachmona liyecheskel, the lechem anoshim loy soichal, that you shouldn't eat lechem of anoshim achem by stois, others should. I saw a beer from the Meshech Chochme, that it's like it's an uncomfortable situation that he's dependent, the oval is dependent on others to give him food to eat. He's dependent on others. So the Meshech Chochme says, Fakert, we want to show the oval that the whole inyan of coming on this world was, got this, on the other world was Nama de Kisufe. So it's not Kishmak. So the tachlis wasn't he should remain on this world. The tachlis was he should go back and he should go back where he came from, but it shouldn't be nama de kisufa. So mamele, he shouldn't be mitzvah kol kach that the yena was nifter because fakert. We show him how not kishmak nama de kisufa is. So mamele, he should understand what the purpose of the whole coming on this world was. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef mechalfi sudasayu lahadodi.
So I saw the Muki Yosef says as follows. Shehoyo echod mehem oval. It seems Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, one was a shochan to the other, but there was a problem that Rabbi Yosef would give. Rabbi Yosef Kal was a very poor person, the Mashal says. So let's say if Rabbi was a noble, so it was proper that Rabbi Yosef should be mevarim, send him a suda, but Rabbi Yosef didn't have for himself. I mean, he didn't have to give Rabbi. So what happens? So the Nemuk Yosef says, "Sho ye echad mehem ovul, ho ye sheleach sudosoi lechaveiroi." So he sent his, so the ovul sent his suda to the other one. So the other one had chen a suda to eat. So then, so Rabbi Yosef was able to give his suda to Rabbi. Shovul eina eichel, medim se shovul eina eichel mishaloi. That's what happened. I had a shtikel ha'ore, Rabbi Keveger and Simon Shinayin Vov Siv Dalid and Agos Rabbi Keveger, he brings down Noyagim Shaloi Likach Dovol Kotten V'Godol Mibes Ovul Kol Meshech Zayim Eyavel. She don't take anything out from the base Ovul. So how was the Machalfi Suz Dasayu over here? Rabbi sent him from the base Ovul, he sent him his Suda, so he should have to send them back. So how was he allowed to eat it? Ba'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Meis Be'ir Kol B'nei Ha'ir Asurim Basiyas Meloche. The Osir Basiyas Meloche, and they have to be Oisik B'tzolche Hameis. Rav Hamnune Ikla L'dorim To. He once came to Mokim in Dorim. Shoma Kol Shipuro de Shichve. So he heard the blue shofar, and there seems was a special tkiya shofar that they blew to be media that someone was nifta. I saw the Inyaki brings down the Kaisev, he brings down that Moitzi Dibo Huxil, they do want to say that someone was nifta. So they used to go and blow the shofar. So Amaskol Yovin, he says that's one of the inyonim that they spill out the water in the Shchunas Hameis. That's also a way of giving over the message that someone was nifter and without being a meitzi dibur. Chozo Hanoch Inchi the Ka'ov the Avidite. He saw people working. So Rav Amnune, the Hanach Inchi Bishamtes, he put them in Chayrim. Da'iva Adin the Rabbonon, Beis Beir, Kol Kvneir Asurim Basis Moloch. What right do they have to do Moloch? Loishichve Ike Bimose, this someone would die. What are you doing Moloch? Omrulei Chaburose Ike Bimose, the Chaburosei. So Rashi says, Chol Emrim Shvuk Shem Dufnei Nosi. Chaburosa Ike Chaburas Hain Sheilu Kaivim Meishim Shalhem Labadom Veilu Kaivim Meishim Shalhem Labadom. There's different Chaburas and each one has his Chaburas and they're metapo with the Meis. Amalohu Ihochi Shori Lechu. Oh, if that's the case, so then it's Mutter. Let's see Taisvis. Yom Rishon Osa Lechol Mishaloi Virashti Lamailo Afilu Oichol Kama Pomim Boisayoyim the Lektoni Suda Rishayne. So that's Taisvishite that is also the whole Koloyim to eat Mishaloi. Asurim Basiyas Meloche Mashme de Betalmud Toire Shori Le Osa Elochochem Shemeis the base Medroshe Botel. Miu bishas heitzoas hameis, oz mevatlum tam teure, kenemrine pek sheini de ksubis, pek kame de megile, mevatlum tam teure, leitzoas hameis, lochnos tzkal. Miu heiche de ike chaburoso, mesafkele. So what is the din then by heitzoas hameis? Is it mevatlum tam teure, or just like by the Issa Melocha, you can be Seimach on the Chevre, so who are then by Eitzor Sametz. Voitherech, Rabbi Yitzchak, Betshuva, Beivirai, Mina Yerushalmi. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rav, Kol Amiskashe, Almeiso, Yoiser Midai, Almeis Acher, Uboiche. It's a very interesting lotion in Rashi in the Enyakev. Rashi says, Shekol ha-nimshach al-tzar yoysemidai, he's nimshach after the tzar, that means he took it to his heart, is ha-tzar nimshach achov. So the zinyan of being mesir das of the tzar, but if he's nimshach achov the tzar, so the tzar is nimshach achov. There was a woman that lived in the neighborhood of Ravune. Havelo Shiva Boni. They had 7 children. Meis Chad Minayu. Haves Kaboch Yebi Yeserta. She was crying very much. Ole. Sholacho Ravune Leisavdi Ochi. You shouldn't do this. It's wrong. Leashke Chobek. Sholach lo, say sent her again, itzaisis mutav. Viloi, tzovis, zavdeso, leidach. You'll need, or you should prepare, tachichim for another one. Mis, he died, umisekulo. Lesoif omolo, timish, zavdeso, lenafshech. And she was still crying. So he told her, you should prepare, tachichim for yourself. Umisa. And she was niftetake. Al tivku lemeis, val tenudu loy. So we learn out from the pasuk, al tivku lemeis, yoisa midai, val tenudu lo yoisa mikishir, okeitzad is ashir, shloisha yomim lepchi, vishiva lehespet, shloishim legiyat zoltas peiris, mikan veilech, oma kodush bolchu, Iatem rachmonim bo yoisa mimeni. Now the pasuk says further, Bechu vochoi lahoilach. Lahoilach. Lahoilach, one should cry. Omar Rav Yehuda lahoilach beloibonim. Lahoilach beloibonim. If a person dies without children, that one should, Bechu vochoi lahoilach. The Eitz Yosef brings down, the pasuk says further, Kilo Yoshev Oid V'ro Es Eretz Maladetoy. So he brings down that a person who is nifta without children, Mishem Meis V'Aniach Bonim Ein Nishmoso Yecheilo Larzer Lemokim machtsovo lo ilam haneshomis. Bezer sha'oma kilo yoshub oid beroes eretz meiladetoi, hu eretz al yoino shen nechtsebo mishom. That's ma'akev. The neshoma can't have a tikkun if it doesn't have children. It cannot go back lemkoimai harishin. That mistam is the Indian of Yibum, and Chalitz is also a tikkun. L'chayre, this is the seif of the posik. Now, if we learn the posik the way the Gemara learned before, al tivku lemeis yoyser midai, abo b'chu b'choy lahoylech, but it would seem that samazay emes al tivku yaisemidai, but for a hoylech beloy bonim, so then then we don't have this hashore. That's how it seems from the pasuk. So then it's a bissel modne. Man, what was the maisa itze da abe b'shvusa da rafun abe lo shiva boni lechayre? Seems they were young children. I don't know. They were married. Lechayre, these bonim didn't have children. So what was the tiny to her?
The Ritus Loshna Posik, it would seem that Altifku does not apply for a Heilach. I don't know. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi le ozel le bei evlo elo le man da ozel beloi bonim. Tachsiv, b'chu b'choi la Heilach. Kla yoshev oid v'ro es eretz meladetoy. Rav Huna omar ze sha'ovar aveiro b'shona bo. Rav Huna said pshat that this posik is going on a person who was over aveira b'shonabo, Rav Huna letaimei, d'omar Rav Huna, kimin sh'over odom aveira b'shonabo, hutcholoi shalketaita, eim nasis loy keheta. So, pshat in the posik is as follows. B'chu b'choi lahoylech, Misha Heilach Bishriras Liboy. He does whatever he wants. Ki lo yoshuv oit. He won't do tshuva anymore. Because it's nasa loy keheta. So he won't do tshuva. And the roes eretz milata, he'll be unable to go back to also to milata hu achayim anitzchi imokim eitzar aneshomis. He won't be zeichet teilam habe. So I saw an ein eliyos, he says, amir de kibshat. So he says that the Gemara says in Brochus that they were Rishoyim Bishvivuse de Rameya, Pritzim, and the Bruya told Rameya, Boy Rachme Olay de Lahedra Bechuve. So that's Pshat and Posik. B'chu b'choi la'hoylach. Fakat, one should be mispalo, not after he dies. B'chu b'choi la'hoylach, you should be mispalo before he dies. Fakat, that he's hoylach b'shriras liboy, you should be mispalo before. So he'll be zeichet o'ilam habo. Zeichet o'ilam habo. So it's not a b'chi afterwards, it's a b'chu before. Agavuche, I just heard lessons of Samir de Kevod from the Beis Yisrael. He said, the Pasuk says, Rochel Mevake al Boneo. So he asked, Lachire, the Imois, most of the Shvotim came from Leia. So why say Rochel Mevake al Boneo? So he says, Samir de Kezach, it says, Eine Leia Rakais. So he says, Leia cried before. He says, if you cry before, you don't have to cry later. But Rochel didn't cry before. So Memele Rochel Mevak al Bonel. Al Koponim, I mean, the way Daniel Yo says, Bechu Boche la Hoylech, you should cry, he's a Hoylech, cry now. Don't cry later when it's too late. You should cry that he should do tshuva. Rashi says, "V'yoshevoy mashma mikam v'iluch layase loylam tshuve," because it's hutcholoy. Yeah, this is the Rabbi Tzal Peterburg. It says, "Ateretz Rabbi Yisrael Salanta Skashe." Yisrael Salanta asked that in his younger years, he remembered when it came Elul that there was a gewaldike pachat, but Elul from the pachat Yom Adin. But he says it was very interesting. The greater the person was, the greater the pachat was. And as the days progressed, the pachat became less and less. And l'chayre the deres became much schwacher, so l'chayre in apicheshben it should be fakert. The smaller the person is, the greater the pachat should be. So Rabbi Tzal Peterburg answers with chavune, because by us it's kivin shavah v'shana hutroloi. So we're not afraid of anything. What are we afraid of? If everything we did is dvorim amotorim, so what's there to worry about? The Gdolim, Lamais, it wasn't by them, it was on Hutrolois. They realized they were Chatoin that they had to be afraid of. Legiyitzel etas peiris, teisvis, lemailo peiris rivo, hoya aimesh agasini lekibus letas peiris, lekibus is also koshloishim. Pirish lemailo de ishe muteres benetila seyola achazayim. That even say, that we say tas peiris is also, that's only for anisha, anisha's muter, but teisvis pirish lo yoda menole. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omer Ablevi, Ovu, Schleusche, Yomi, Marischeinem, Jires, Atzmoi, Kilo, Cherev, Monachas, Loi, Ben, Stei, Rechäusov, O, Stei, Xeifov, Mischleusche, Atschivo, Kilo, Monachas, Loi, Kinegdoi, Bekeren, Zovis, Mikan, Veelech, Kilo, Eiveres, Kinegdoi, Beshuk. What does Taisvi say? That means it's Midas Hadin, Mesucha, Befonov. Bekan ve'eila chiloi veres keneg de bishuk ad yud beis chodesh. Vachise b'Yerushalmi. Kol shiva acherevi shlufe. Ad shloishim irei fefes. Lach yud beis chodesh ichei zeres letaro. V'lomod avodoyme lekipo shal avonim. Kivish nizdaza achas mem nizdaza kulom. Shasti don ami amrinen, echem in achem shemeis yidagu kol ha'achem. We skipped a taisvis, the puach biyad. So taisvis says, the frishis soife kapov zu al zu. That's the puach. Ochi mashme beheiriyes birishalmi. Kshetofas rab Yehude esre shlokish. This is the beginning of the third Peirik in Hayriyas in Yerushalmi. It's Mavur in Peirik Beis, the Sanhedrin Alocha Aleph. Reish Lakish said a statement that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya got very insulted from the statement. He sent out the police to find him. Shari Rabbi Yochanan Tofach Bechode Yode. Rabbi Yehuda met Rabbi Yochanan, and he asked Rabbi Yochanan, Shari Rabbi Yochanan Tofach Bechode Yode. So he started clapping with one hand. Omalei. Ubechode yode tofchin, you can clap with one hand, they don't understand what you're doing. So, Emerson, as Rabbi Yochanan told them, he says, I'll tell you, without Reish Lakish around, I only have one hand. Together with Reish Lakish, he wanted to tell him, you're chasing Reish Lakish, you're taking away my right hand or my left hand. Bal Koponim, Taisa just put on the Yerushalmi to show us that Tipuach, Biyad, not Biyad, Teufchim, Seife Kapov, Zu, Alzu. Mesafkim perish bekuntris bebeye kaf al yorech. It's the kaf on the yerech. Vim kein ve yisapik es kapov al yerech. Hein shtei kapayim al shtei yerechayim. If that's yisapik means al yerech, so that means that's pshat yisapik es kapov. Tzorich yin. That's pshat. V'loy shel noshim lo'ilom mipnei ha'kovet. That you not meiniach noshim b'rchoiv mipnei ha'kovet. Omri nerdoi lo'ishonu elochaya. Ayodis shemei samach mesplad shehi sheifas. So memele, so we were afraid that maybe b'shas meiseh sheifa yzide b'shas meiseh tzotza b'zoyin. Aber schar noshim minichem. Rabbi Lozor oimer, afilu schar hanoshim, tachsi vatoma shom miryom, vatikover shom, somuch lemise kvure. So the Nebuk Yosef says, what's the Indian? Nebuk Yosef says, and I think he says, yes, meforshim shema yishoifes dam, l'cheira, that's according to the first pshat,
ויבוזוי, ויש מפורשים מפני כבוד הנושים, שגנאיו לנושים החייס, כשאישו מייסר עמדס בתחיכר לבושו לפני הנושים. Let alone that she's slovish and tachichem lifnei anoshim, was in a meter, wasn't in an orin, some of that was, so it could be that's the yesh meforshim is, I think could be means it's the second man the yoma, learn it out from a posik. Ba'omar rabbalozo, af miryam b'neshike meise, os ye shom shom mimoyshe, mimnei ma'aloi nema bo al pi Hashem, that was a neshike for Kavyochel and Rabbi Nishlam to Miriam. Omar Rabami, Loma Nismacho Mises Miriam Leparshes Pora Adume, Loimeloch Ma Pora Adume Mechaperes Af Misoson Shal Tzadikim Mechaperes. Omar Rabaloza, Loma Nismacho Mises Aryan Lebigde Kuhune, Abigdei kohune mechaprin af misosin shal tzadikim mechaperes. Let us see Tosfos. Mapore adume mechaperes, perish al maisa ego. As we did Tosfos at Akashep, so where do we find the por adume is mechaper, al maisa ego? Chinen bemedrish, moshel leben ha-shifche, shetinef palterin shal melech, Aymar HaMelech tovi imoy etakateyach tzoyes b'no. So Mamela, we see it's the kapore is a oifen of kinuach. That's also called kapore, psa kinuach. So that is the kapore of Mises Tzadikim. Mises Aaron lebigdei kohune dersiv Vahavshet es arin es begodov, vaharin ye osef umeisham. So Mamela we makish Mrs. Arin to the begodov. Begodov vaharin ye osef. Vahim perish pekuntris. Vahim leforish Mrs. Bnei Arin lebigde kodesh yilbosh, vishainai samuch kolkach. So kochnitz kochnitz Mrs. Arin. Dachsachmer, the angel of Yor wants to say that, that Miriam was a tzadekis. Miriam did not have by herself the koyach ha-teire. So memele, her kapore is similar to a kapore of pora dume, which is a kapore of kinuach. It's mekaneach, it's not a kapore gmuran dvorim chamurim. Big dekune is mechaperan shvichas domim, an loshen hore, ral lamokim, ral abriyes, it's more chomodike averes. In Aren is kisiv se koin yishmurudas, vater yivakshem ipiu. So Mamela Aaron was a, they had the Koyach HaTeire. So Mamela, that's why his Misa was Machaper on Dvorim Chamurim. Perhaps we can understand a little the Indian of Kaporas Tzadikim, the Tzadikim Machaperim B'Misosam. There's a Merdeke Teres Chaim, Mesech Teschulem. Teres Chaim says, he explains that Rashi brings down in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis that Rabbi Nishlam wanted to create the world B'midas Hadin. Ro Shein the Oilam Eskayim. So Shitev Imay Midas Harachman. So he explains that Din and Rachmim are not mismazik, that you can't combine Din and Rachmim, the two opposites. So Shitev Imay Midas HaRachmim, he says that Rabbeinu Shel Olam is done half of the world with Din, and half of the world with Rachmim.
No, you don't need mamash half of the world. If you have a tzaddik that is shokul like the world, so b'meila, so the midas adin is goive from the so he suffers the brunt of the midas adin. B'meila, the world is able to exist in rachmem. He says that's pshat kol oilam nizin b'shvil chanina b'ni. Chanina b'ni dai loy bekaf chuvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. So the Teres Chaim says that there was a gzeira of ra'ovein ba'olam, and the gzeira of ra'ovein was niskayim by Rab Chanina ben Doise. That's why the dai loy mere kaf chuvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. So that's somehow the kapore is that the midas hadin is niskayim through the misa of the tzaddik, and then the oilam is zeiche to kapore and rachmim.